Yeah.
And we are back live to the free world for another week of that thing. I just jumped in right quick so he don't get a chance.
This your boy Black Freckle, man. I ain't that petty,
this
man.
This your boy Rebel, man. And this is indeed the Rawhide.
Rawhide, baby.
Come on, man.
Man, I still, my phone's still playing with the video from last week, man.
I know.
I don't know what to do about it. I'm going to work on it, though.
Thank you very much, you know? Man.
What's good with you, though, man? We remote one more time.
Remote. That's what I meant to say at the beginning. This is the remote Rawhide, man. It's a bit different than the non-remote Rawhide.
I feel like we need to stop saying it's the remote Rawhide. Like, it put a stigma on it. Mm. It's just a Rawhide.
That's all it is, man. Yeah. How you doing, man? Yo, real quick, while we're here. Shout out DMX, man. Well wishes and positive wishes for the dog, man.
Man, speaking of DMX, I saw a Lamar Odom interview yesterday.
Speaking of DMX.
Yeah, man. And it just reminded me of the time that we broke the news that Lamar Odom was gone, bro, because that's what the internet told us. And the internet told us that DMX was gone recently, too, man.
This is the problem I have with the internet and people's lives, man. It's for shit like this. Like, they don't want to be right. They want to be first. So they'll say anything just to be the person people are retweeting. Like, oh, this is where I got it from. Because it's like...
When they were talking about all Kobe daughters was on the helicopter.
Shit like that. Yeah. It's like, come on, man. But then that's the problem when you don't realize that you're, like, dealing with people and not just fucking headline. There's people outside.
These people don't know the difference, man. Yeah,
that's the sad part. Them lines are blurry as all hell. Blurry as Steph Curry.
They definitely are. Blurry as Steph Curry.
That's some hype shit right there, boy.
Blurry as Laverne and Shirley. It's a blurry Steph Curry.
But nah, them niggas is outside. The people outside doing a vigil for DMX. Like, they all out there revving their bikes and playing live DMX music and, celebrating the dog, yo. Well, I was thinking about that, right? And it's so crazy because I guess this comes with age and living. The older you get, the more, people you get to see die. What a prize.
Bruh, if you the lucky one. If they ain't watching your ass.
If you ain't one of the ones. But it's like, you can be a kid, 20s, for the most part, all those things. Yes, people die, but for the most part, you don't really care about them. For lack of a better term. But, like, when you get to, like, think about it like this, like, DMXs and, like, think of Jay-Z, knock on wood, Like, those are the type of people that we grew up with.
Oh, yeah. And if they die not because they got shot or they got canceled, so they just die because they old.
Exactly.
Man,
I was watching I know for a fact you don't even know this occurred, but
the Versus battle.
Oh, man, I'm giving you credit. I was about to say, I don't even think you knew that occurred.
I only knew it occurred because a nigga in my Madden League didn't play his Madden game to watch it.
Yo, that shit was beautiful. But I say that to say, Ron Isley was there, and he looked so old that he didn't look like Ron Isley. People didn't even know he was there. They thought he was somebody else until, like, he took off his hat and showed that, nah, it's me. Then it's like, oh, shit. Like, you always...
Until he said, what the hell is going on between the sheets in my home? And then I said, Ron?
You hear? He's like, well. But,
I heard that was a good versus.
It was a good versus, man. I said this on Twitter or somewhere. I said, you might not know these songs, but you know how these songs feel. Like, you might, you'll know, one or two words out of the song. Like, drifting on a memory. And then you stop.
I know that much.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, you don't need to know verse two and all those other things to enjoy it. And that's what I enjoyed about it. And then Steve Harvey being the host, it actually happened.
Yeah, I never understood that because I didn't watch 1 second of it.
But none of the other verses ever had that. Like, he was actually there and he brought something to it. He brought some humor to it. He brought the segues to it. He brought the structure to it. Because these niggas been... Nigga, they had one of their first hits in like 59 or 58.
You lying.
Nigga! Even Steve was like, what? Nigga's like, what? I I was nine.
Damn.
And he grew up on them. So imagine us now in these, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, them niggas is old for real old. Your first hit.
No, that was old when they was when they made their researches with R. Kelly.
Thank you. At which was,
and that was 20
years ago.
Like, man, time and life, it's a motherfucker, bro.
Because it don't got no rhyme or reason. Like, it don't. Them niggas could be drifting on a memory for 50 years, and a nigga like DMX can't even make it to 60. Or is he even 50?
Facts.
He probably just made 50.
He 50. Yeah, he 50.
And, you know, he hanging on. Meanwhile, they were still dropping hits at 50, still performing, and still out here at 50. So it's like,
yeah, like they had to be 50 when that, over 50 when that R. Kelly shit.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
I was just jamming their songs the other day with R. Kelly and shit. I listened to Download. I listened to the Contagion shit. I was like playing them and just talking to my shorty about it.
Shout out to Ripe, man. I was doing the same thing like at least about a good week or two ago.
Mine was a week or two ago.
I played just those, the Contagion.
Those are the only two I
played. The Mr. Biggs shit is the only shit I played.
I played the songs one day and then the next day I watched the videos. And that was it.
No, see, I never watched the video. I just put it on my Apple Music just because I wanted to feel the vibe of it, you know?
And I didn't know nothing about the verses or nothing. I was just listening to them niggas because they were classic songs to me.
Yes.
Like, to me, that's what I know the Isley Brothers for.
Woo! I say woo because that's a real statement. Like, there's literally people who only know the Isley Brothers from his R. Kelly stint.
Yeah, and I knew they existed. My mom and them listened to them and shit, but that's what I know them for. Like I was telling my shorty, I said, I know Rick James from The Chappelle Show. And I said, and I went and listened to his music after The Chappelle Show.
See?
I was like, everybody's familiar with some of his songs and shit. I said, but I know like a decent amount, like five or six of his songs now, when before I knew zero.
Because of Chappelle Show, sadly, even though I always loved this song, The Mary Jane, I never knew he sang it until after The Chappelle Show.
I may have known he sung it, but I didn't know who he was. I knew he was Rick James. But after Chappelle Show, you knew who Rick James was.
I agree with
you
that.
You feel me?
Like I said, I knew the song. I could sing the song to you, but, you know, again, like a kid growing up, with the same Isley Brothers shit. Like, exactly. You may not know. Exactly.
And that's all I know.
That's all I know. I don't know.
Now
who
I
sung
know
it.
The whole song.
And I know who sung it.
And I know who sung it. I didn't see the video, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. But I know it because of Chappelle Show.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. You know why? She's my.
She's. That shit just too hard. Bro.
It's the. That's one of the hardest songs ever. Return of the Mac is one of the hardest songs ever.
For a long time, Return of the Mac is my favorite non-rap song of all time. Like, it was, it had like a 20-year run of that.
And
like, it was just recently that I moved off of there.
To what, do you recall? Fix your TV if you can, but to what, do you recall?
See, now, I have so many other songs that I
there
fuck
you
with.
Go.
That's, you know,
I
appreciate that.
I never could have been a person who, when people ask what's your like favorite song or your favorite anything,
nah.
I love Too Much Shit, and Too Much Shit hit.
Yeah, I can't even give you my favorite song by an artist.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It would have to be an artist that I only listen to that one song. Like, my favorite song by MCA is Straight Up Menace. It is also the only MCA song that I know.
You know.
You feel what I'm saying? And I know it from the movie Menace to Society. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Isley Brothers again. A lot of those songs were in movies we grow up watching. So, again, you may not know who sung the song. You probably just know the scene the song's associated with.
Exactly.
In Friday, where they, Mary Jane.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And for somebody that's younger than us that just seen Friday on the come around, they might only know it from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They was too young for Chappelle. So then they just seen, but no matter what, you didn't see Friday.
You seen Friday. That's just like a rite of passage and shit.
Yeah,
how old
you didn't see
is?
Friday.
13, 14? You might be ready for Friday.
No doubt.
You ain't never
no
seen Friday.
Like, no bullshit. I've been waiting for my daughter to get old enough to watch Friday. And she is now. I just prefer for her to be old.
Mm-hmm. She can watch it. I just would rather. Yeah, because I remember being in elementary when Friday came out, nigga, and we was just saying Friday shit all the time. Come on, man!
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think it should be sixth graders and fifth graders and shit reciting.
I don't give a fuck!
Hey, there's like two friendships I have right now that is because of Friday. Because whenever we saw each other, we would just do Friday shit. So even though I've known this nigga for 30 years now, it's only because of Friday. And if I talk to him today, I would say, yo, what's up? Come on, man!
Yeah,
it would be Friday.
My, some of my niggas from Texas, we got a thing that we do for Boys in the Hood all the time when we see each other. And I don't even remember the scene from the movie. I just remember us saying it for so many years and it came from the movie. Like, there's a scene where I think it's Cube and somebody else, they see each other. And they say, what up, fool? And then the other one say, what up, nigga? And then they say, Mark. You know what I'm saying? And we just say that to each other when we see each other. Like, I seen these niggas when I went to Vegas recently. And I grew up with these niggas. When I seen them niggas, that's what we said. Like, what up, fool? What up, nigga?
Is that how you make a classic? You have to have shit that transcends that
quotables.
People, quotables that transcend that you just stick with. If you don't have that, you're not a classic, are you? You're probably just a good film.
But also, I feel like it's so much harder to make a classic now because niggas ain't finna watch a movie 20 times and shit no more. Even young people. Like, we came up where a nigga watch a movie every day. Like, I remember in the year 2002, in the month of November, me and my nephew watched Austin Powers Gold Member every day in the month.
I remember this because you told me, and I thought it was ridiculous when you told me. But I was telling my lady.
But I would never do that now.
Well, I was telling my lady.
No movie.
But the reason is there wasn't as much movies back then.
Exactly. There's something else to watch. Mm-hmm. So even if I like a movie enough to watch it again, there's no reason to because there's something else that I haven't seen.
My sister.
Back in 2003, there wasn't 20 movies out that I wanted to see. And there ain't 20 movies out now that I want to see, but there are 60 movies out that interest me. You know, at least 60 movies out that interest
me. My sister, like, randomly I'll talk to her, she'd be watching, like Law and Order Season 2. I'd be like, hey, that's like 20 years old. You have shit.
Right, but it's like,
have you watched Snowfall yet?
Like, but if she never seen it, you can't be mad.
No, she's seen it. This is my point. She's rewatching it.
Yeah. Let me move you closer to the center, man. I feel like I'm looking too much to the left. Yeah, there we go. But, I gotta be mad at you for that.
Speaking of, I was watching, I'm talking shit about my sister, and here I go. I guess the difference is I'm not rewatching it. I never watched it. This show called Chuck that was on NBC where this nigga is like.
Are you like a detective?
No, spy. But they downloaded information into him, so he's like an asset and shit. I only say all that to say, while we're saying what we're saying, I was telling my lady, I was watching it, and like there's a scene where. Of course, his handler is this sexy white bitch, you know, and there's a scene where the other woman is the villain and they're fighting in a fucking girl's locker room and the water spraying all over.
You can't do today.
Yes, but at the same token, I was thinking, now I see what these fucking women be complaining about. Like, this is unnecessary. Like, why is this?
But yeah, okay, you got the role, but this is what you got to do.
You got to get wet in a wet t-shirt contest and fight.
Right.
And it's like,
you got to be a talented actress. You got to earn the role and then be willing to do this.
And you got to be sexy enough that we want to see it.
Exactly.
So it's like, exactly. Hey, this is an unnecessary scene. It had nothing to do with nothing. So it's like the scene was made to show women dripping wet while fighting. Yes. It's like,
It really is an inside look of how sexist and fucking perverse that Hollywood has been in all these years.
All these years.
You can do that, but I can't say fuck. I can't say I don't give a shit on daytime TV, but you can show somebody on Saved by the Bell wrestling. But that's really what it is. It's been like that for so long, man. And it's why Deshaun Watson's in the situation that he's in right now. Because so many people been unnecessary that you can't be unnecessary.
Yep. No. Like, somebody would see your unnecessariness and kind of give you a pass. But that's part of that problem, though. Them people giving him a pass allowed him to do that shit to more people.
Oh, for sure.
So, It's because people ain't shit, because, man.
Like, the Deshaun Watson thing is, we be talking about this shit in the Madden chat. Mm. And we're like, to me, Deshaun Watson is guilty because so many people say he did something, right? Mm. But I'm like, but is he guilty of a crime?
He's guilty of being a creep.
Like, he's guilty of being inappropriate. Yes. He's guilty of, like, creating situations that are uncomfortable for people. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen no proof that he's said, hey, suck my dick, bitch, off.
I'm going to beat your ass.
Exactly. I haven't seen that. So it's like, he's guilty, but is he guilty of a crime? Because they have already decided that they're not going to submit none of this information to the police. So, no, that's so what the lawyer's saying.
See, so then it's not a crime. It's him being guilty of being a creep.
And you're going to lose in a civil suit for being a creep. Yeah. So you're going to have to pay. So there's a price to pay for being a creep, even though it's not always a crime. And it's like, I'm actually okay.
I'm okay. I was just about to say.
But it is a slippery slope. Because if I'm saying, hey, I'm going to get massages, who are you to say what's inappropriate and what's appropriate for a massage? If I say, hey, can you concentrate on my groin? And you say, yeah, I'm cool with concentrating on your groin. Then you concentrate on my groin. And then I'm saying, well, while we already here, would you be willing to fuck? Hell no, you creep. Come on, man. Fuck. Hell no, you creep. I give you $1,000 if you fuck. I'm out of here, you creep. And it's like, okay, that's wrong. But I asked you twice. You said no. So the Deshaun Watson card didn't work. Then the I Got Some Money card didn't work. So I let you know about your business. You feel what I'm saying? It's improper behavior, but
here's what made it improper for me. I heard that the gentleman, like, said, nah, I'm not finna use that robe y'all use. I'll just use this towel.
And the towel falls. Exactly.
It's like,
and again, that's not a crime. It's just inappropriate as fuck.
So, like, the nigga, she's massaging him, the nigga dick hard, and the dick moving the towel and shit. Nigga like, hey, while my dick's hard and out, hey, you know what I thought of when
you
this
interested?
Happened? I thought of.
No. Okay. Okay.
I thought of when we said a couple casts ago that a massage should come with jerking off. When he came out, I go, I still feel like what I feel like, but
right.
This nigga timing is terrible.
Exactly. And that's what it be. It's like, I get where you're coming from, but you're handling this the wrong way. Like, if you found one woman that's down with doing this, stick with her.
Yes.
Like, why do you need this to be 40 bitches? It's like, you're really pushing it here.
Which,
you're asking to be where you are.
Which,
and then that's when I feel no sympathy for you being on a slippery slope.
Exactly, because that's exactly what I said about what I said. It's like, giving him a pass with that one bitch or two led to multiple people being creeped out. And everyone's not going to deal with it the same level. You know what I'm saying?
Creeped out.
It's some creepy shit, man.
It is. It's creepy,
but,
bro.
I hate this part of the feeling. But this is the raw hype, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I think a fucking massage should come with a happy ending. Because you go and get a massage. It sound too cold.
I made it just that. Nah, it went off the glass and straight in. You know, I ain't gonna call him the mama's name if I ain't
I'm not gonna call the mama's name in vain if it ain't going.
Yeah, I'm not gonna call the mama's name in vain. Damn it.
But no, what I said is, damn it. What was
you could avoid all of this if it came with.
Oh no, what I'm saying is, the reason I think it should come with it because when you go to get a massage, you go to get release. Comfort. If someone is rubbing by your thigh meat and all around your dick, it's gonna make you hard if you're a man with a dick. And that is now tension being built up. I came here for tension release. Now you done got my neck. You done got my rotator cuff. There's a little tension building below my thighs there.
My rotator nuts.
If they wasn't gonna flag our shit, I'd have named the episode Rotator Nuts.
You could. That could mean anything. But my whole point is, right, everything that you just said is accurate, but it doesn't give you an excuse to behave how this nigga behaved. And that's why I say it's a slippery fucking slope. It's the same thing with Kevin Durant getting in trouble for talking the shit that he talked to my rapper boy. Right? Now, I don't like this. For the same reasons that I, and I said this on the Raw Hype, and it's documented on the Patreon, old Raw Hypes. Will be documented, okay? Is that on old Raw Hype, I said that Donald Sterling should not have to sell his team because Shorty recorded him. Because it's a slippery slope. When you start going to people's phones, you start recording people without permission, and then you start to fire motherfuckers and fire motherfuckers.
You mean to tell me a private conversation don't mean shit anymore?
I can lose my job because I had a private conversation with my girlfriend. And she just happens to be a terrible bitch that recorded it and put it out.
Some of the shit been leaked by other people.
Like, for real. Like,
hey.
It's like, man, that's a slippery slope, man. And $50,000 ain't shit to Kevin Durant. But $50,000 is a lot of money for me to have to pay for me having a DM argument with a nigga.
With a nigga that's having an argument with me. It's not like I just hit that nigga up.
Like, I didn't see Mike Rappaport like literally on the camera. Listen, Donald Trump, you dumb fuck. And it's like, if you can talk to the president like this, you should be able to put up with anything that Kevin Durant said.
But what I'm saying is, ain't like I just hit that nigga up and be like, hey, you bitch ass, crack ass motherfucker. I seen your DMs was open. You was talking about me. This was like an exchange. That I end up having to pay for because what?
Yes.
You didn't like what I was saying in it? That's the point of why I was saying what I was saying, for you not to like it.
Exactly.
A nigga don't get into an argument like, man, I hope he loved the points that I'm making. Yeah, nigga, your mama's a bitch. How did you feel about that? Well, listen, man, I knew my mama a long time, and when you said that, I was like, boy, he right. Nobody does that, yo. It's like...
You're right. I mean... I didn't have any respect for my rapport. And it's,
I lost the little, well, I ain't had the fun anyway, so.
And it wasn't that I didn't have it because I think he's a piece of shit. I didn't have it because I don't know much about Mike Rappaport. And when I see him, he rarely entertained me. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, now I'm like, I have no respect for you, man.
I can't.
That shit is corny.
That shit is more than corny. It's fucking whack as fuck. Like, I'm punished, and he's not just punished 50,000 by the league. He's punished more image-wise. He's punished by other people that say, oh, he said that? Oh, he's a fucking piece of shit.
And when people were saying, like, Kevin Durant called him a cocksucker, and Kevin Durant called him, like, a cum-guzzling this and that. Like, how would the gay community feel about that? It's so homophobic. And I'm like, the fact that y'all think that the gay community has to wear that hat is the most homophobic shit I've ever heard.
The homophobic. The gay person is like, excuse me. I've been gay all my life. I haven't guzzled one cum. This ain't on me. Yeah, it is, motherfucker. Like, you're gay, ain't you? I said this shit on Twitter the other day. I was like, gay people should be offended that they think that cum guzzling is a gay act. And I was like,
yes, cocksucker is like, it directly goes to gay people. And I'm like, see, like, check it out, yo. There's bitches that don't suck dick. That's straight.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to assume there's gay guys that don't suck dick.
Which is,
and I don't know that for a fact. And I don't know, but I don't know they do for a fact. So I'm not going to say anytime you say cocksucker to somebody, you're saying every gay guy should be offended because that's what gay guys do. I'm like, that's homophobic in itself, and the fact that y'all don't see that is crazy to me.
The fact that y'all don't see that is part of the problem. It's exactly. It's like, hey, I want y'all to be mad and hate this guy for all the reasons you can. Gays, you want to know what he said about you? Well, he took your favorite pastime. And he labeled me with it, and I never did it ever. So, that's not good to you. Well, women, do you see he called me a bitch-ass nigga? It's like, hey, man, stop rallying up people to be upset about some whole shit that you did.
No doubt. And when Kevin Durant apologized, people was like, well, he didn't even really apologize. I was like, he apologized for what he should have apologized for. I would prefer for people to not see me talk like that.
I would have preferred for that private convo to stay private.
Oh, that's not who I really am. That's what people usually say. Oh, that's not who I really am. That's not really me. Like, he said the only thing that you can say.
people.
I would prefer for niggas to not see me. I would prefer for people to not see private conversations I have with other people.
And I feel like everyone would say the same thing. Hey, I prefer anybody to see my private conversation.
No doubt. No doubt. And I would prefer for y'all to not see me in that light. It's not a light that I would like for you to see me in. It doesn't mean that I don't think he deserved his bars. It meant
it was private. DM means it's a direct message. It's not a TMZ headlined message.
Exactly.
I done put it
up. Yeah, it's no different from anybody that's not a porn star would prefer for millions of people to not see them fucking on video, probably. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if that's not my profession, I would prefer for you to not see me doing it. But it don't mean I'm not going to do it.
Exactly. It don't mean I ain't going to fuck. It means that I'd rather you not see it. unless you're paying a fee.
That's it. Exactly. That's it.
If somebody say, hey, I pay you $50,000 to watch you fuck, I don't care how you feel about fucking in front of people. You pay that. You take that $50,000.
I would hope.
Same with Kevin Durant. It's like, man, yeah, I would rather not pay $50,000 to call him a cock-sucking cum guzzler. But, he go to $50K.
No doubt.
And so, yes, we should call this episode Slippery Slope. Pun intended.
Ooh.
Is that for the gays? gay people, Rebel just named the show after y'all. He called it Slippery Slope.
Because all the sloppy blowjobs that y'all...
That's the stupid shit that they do. Yeah, man.
Like, for real, it's that ridiculous to me to say that gay people should be offended because Kevin Durant calls somebody a cocksucker
and a cum guzzler. Like, that's not they're not even the leading crew when it comes to cocksucker. Well, as far as I will not be sure.
As far as I know,
as far as I think,
my ratio is 100% even to zero. To zero men.
Oh, so my experience. Cum sucking has come from a female sucking back. When that shit came out,
guess who the cum guzzlers was?
When that shit came out, I said to myself, I looked at my lady, I was like, you was just cum sucking just last night.
Right. And as far as I know, you straight as a damn arrow. But that be my whole point. It's like, man, y'all motherfuckers trying too hard to be offended.
Yes.
Y'all try so hard to be offended that y'all offend people. Like, I refuse to believe that no gay people were offended when they heard that they should be offended by this.
I was offended for them.
I was offended for
them. Because I know, like, this ain't a hat for y'all to wear.
No! Leave us out of this. Like, for real. For real, leave us out of it. If y'all gonna stereotype gay people, then stereotype gay men to think that they don't watch sports. So this don't have shit to do with them anyway. If we stereotype them like that. Come on. If we gonna stereotype them, stereotype
them. Stereotype them in the right way.
Exactly. Stereotype them in a way that benefit them in some kind of way.
Exactly.
We stereotype this, y'all, so much, we don't think gay is like sports, so we're not even gonna mention Kevin Durant to y'all.
Stereotype.
Y'all don't know who he is.
Stereotype them. Stereotype them in a way that would help. If you say gay people don't watch sports, and you stereotype them like that, and then all of a sudden the gay people are like, you know what? To show y'all we watch sports, we about to get a show on ESPN. They go,
cool, exactly, cool. Doing it the wrong way.
I was gonna try a hell of a joke, but I don't think we're there yet.
Man, I'm so tired of you being this person, man.
But here's because look at that. This nigga can say cocksucking cum guzzler, and it literally be hand delivered to a section of people that will click up thus. So it's like, it doesn't matter what I mean or my joke.
Listen, they're gonna
deliver it to people to get offended. Your TV
is exactly. So you might as well go ahead and say it.
What would the all gay ESPN show be named?
Is this like a knock joke?
But I'm kind of asking you to see if you got a better one than that. Imagine that motherfucker current on. Din-in-in-t. Hey guys, welcome to another week of balls. We have basketballs, baseballs, footballs.
Welcome to another week of that thing. They need to let us host that motherfucker, man.
That was amazing, man.
You should name this episode Welcome to Another Week of That Thing. Welcome to another week of that thing.
Oh, man.
That's the name of this episode, bro. Welcome to that another week hilarious. Of that thing.
Yeah, but that's just annoying, man. It's like, but that's part of the world now, man. It's just like, hey, how did what you say make someone else feel? What if it didn't feel any way about it? Well, somebody right. must have felt some way about something you
what
said.
What if the gay community feel like that don't have shit to do with us? That's too grown ass men talking. And I can give a care of what these motherfuckers talking about. One of them is a nigga that I don't know much about. So let's say I'm a gay guy. Mike Rappaport, he ain't on no show I know about. He ain't on no movie I know about. And Kevin Durant ain't hooping right now. And, so what interest do I have?
And if you're stereotyping me, then I don't even know who Kevin Durant is because we don't watch that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why are you bringing me into this? Mm-hmm. It's like your neighbor being like, hey, I was just arguing with my wife last night. Listen to this. Excuse me, sir. That ain't got shit to do with me.
Hey, it's the first conversation we ever had.
So you gay, right? Yeah. Okay, so tell me. My wife... Nigga, you already just said I'm not involved in this argument, and you go
exactly.
put me in.
I don't get it, man.
That's the world.
I really
trying
don't
to...
get it.
The world is becoming unlivable, and it's for shit like
As
that.
My body starts to fail me, and I start to die a little more every day.
Yes,
the world becomes unlivable,
and it's
right on time. I guess
it's for shit like this, man. It's like. Oh, man, it's like Paul Pierce. Did we mention Mr. Pierce since we're here? Mm-mm. All the female listeners and all the gay people are hating this episode, man. All the sports we're talking about on this shit. But it ain't sports. Hey, it's life.
No.
It's life being... It's sports being dragged into life shit. Apparently, if you haven't heard of Paul Pierce, he used to play... the false, is like I like to call him. Lakers. Fuck Paul Pierce. Apparently, Paul Pierce was turning up in his establishment with some loud packs and right. scantily clad women who were shaking their ass in thongs and bucket naked. And
right.
he works for ESPN. And apparently, you
Which
can't.
Was owned by Disney.
I think, is that the reason? I feel like it don't matter. I think he had did this even if they weren't owned by Disney, it would have been the same fucking result. I think Disney is the scapegoat in this particular situation.
Nah, you must have been paying attention to how Disney and ESPN move.
Well, I would assume how Disney would move, but I'm saying, if this nigga was working on...
they move how you assume they move.
Absolutely. But if this nigga was working on fucking The View or something, they'd have probably did the same shit. And it's because of this whack-ass shit that
they
we're doing.
They on shows like that to get DUIs and shit and keep that job.
Yeah, but that's different. This nigga blowing loud packs of stripper holes on live.
Don't he live in Cali?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, all that matters. If he live in Cali, weed is legal there. So it's like, what are we really doing? Strippers are legal everywhere. So you know what I'm saying?
strippers
are legal everywhere. So it's like, what are we really mad at him about? Because we don't really know what he did. And again, when shit not a crime and you get punished for it, it becomes a slippery slope.
Because like you just said, it's like the press release don't say, we fired Paul Pierce because he had
for
multiple holes and loud packs. IG live.
Because my nephew said they told him not to do nothing like that on social media, right? And I said, I agree that they told him that. But then I say, what's the definition of something like that? Because if I'm in a place where weed is legal, what have I done? If I say, hey, that's me, three of my homeboys, and all four of our girlfriends, what have I done? You feel me? Because let's say that's the lie he wanted to say. You can't prove that's not true.
You can't prove it. Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? That's how my mind moved. Yeah. If I was at my job and that happened to me, that's how my mind would move. You feel me? So it makes me say, what exactly did he do? What he did is he made the company look unfavorable. And looking unfavorable is a crime today.
Woo! And that's what makes the world unlivable. Because everybody has their unfavorable moments.
No
and
doubt.
Some people favor watching unfavorable things.
Yes.
So it's who did he hurt in this particular situation enough that he shouldn't work here anymore?
No doubt. A job that paid millions of dollars he lost.
And
then you do have the reverse side, because I'm going to have the reverse side to say, if I got a job making millions of dollars, I wouldn't do that.
Absolutely.
I get that. But again, that doesn't change the dynamic of what actually be going on and what we're going
to
do.
And that's why I didn't. That's why we here at the Raw Hype didn't even mention that part, because that's the common sense part. Hey, if you're a million-dollar person on ESPN, you shouldn't have holes and loud packs online. Especially
and it's because we know it looks bad.
Exactly. Not because you shouldn't have holes and loud packs, but it's because we know they'll have a problem with it. But my problem is the problem with it. Because, like I said, the people who are firing him, chances are, they're doing worse shit than that.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
You understand what I'm saying? They're probably cock-sucking and cum-guzzling.
They're probably on slippery slopes for slapping blowjobs. Left and goddamn right.
Left and right. But then they're like, oh, no, he don't know how to do it. Fire him.
And that is the truth, though. You do have to know how to play this American game, bro.
That shit is whack, because the game is completely adjacent. It's fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? But it's complete opposite of living an American life. What he is doing is what people would call the American dream. You get paid millions to chill with your friends, some strippers, and blow loud packs?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah,
sign
me up.
It doesn't get better than that. Yeah.
Ask most people what they would do if they had a large sums of money. Chances are, it's have some strippers with their homies and some loud facts.
Seeing that shit, it reminded me that nigga could live a life like that every single day.
Because
when you don't see somebody doing it, you do forget. And I'm like, wow, that nigga can do this shit every day.
Yes. And shit. Him doing this has brought more attention to him and the company than him working there has. So, you trying to tell me that you're looked at unfavorable and you lost, while meanwhile, your shit is soaring because of this.
Facts.
Hey,
I love sports, and I don't ever watch ESPN.
Ever.
I never watch ESPN. I don't know what shows he on. I never. If it's a basketball game on ESPN, I don't
watch it.
I don't have a problem with ESPN. I just don't watch nothing that come on ESPN.
You just don't care for it. Exactly. So it's like, for y'all to act like y'all are some amazing... Man, I just don't like where the world's going and where these people are taking it. It's like, so now, because you can't be unfavorable, everything is being considered unfavorable. So it's like, in case someone has a problem with this, let me fix this so no one doesn't have a problem with this. So now you fucking...
But then, we also had a war with ourselves where young people and a lot of other people are fighting for people to just be able to be themselves. So,
it's two different fights
going on, and they don't go together.
Exactly, they're hurting, they're contradicting each other. Because we're all fighting for us to be free, but anytime someone does something that another person would do, they're getting punished and removed. And like, oh shit, hide the loud packs, nigga, tell the bitches, put on
clothes. Exactly. You can't tell me that, hey, let's fight for gay rights and we respect how gay people think and feel, and we respect how transgenders think and feel, if you don't respect how straight people think and feel. You don't accept other people that's like you how they think. If Paul Pierce can't have a room full of bitches and his life be all right after that, you'll never respect how transgenders think.
I'm talking about there'll be slippery slopes everywhere.
Dicks just skiing down.
That nigga skiing things is two dicks. Hey, what you doing in the middle of skiing? Slippery slope in here, sir.
Tried to figure it out, but it's like, y'all don't respect nothing, so it's like the fight to respect everybody and to see everything everybody's way is not real.
Because everyone doesn't deserve respect in every instance. That sounds crazy, but...
Right.
Everything does it, because you have to take... What... It's always like the question they used to ask you back in school. Which answer is best? All of these answers are correct. But in this question, which is best? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like, in this particular situation, what Paul Pierce did was punishable. Yes. Give him a $50,000. I would understand him being fined $50,000 for that shit. Give him a fine, but for him to be fired and done how he was done for that doesn't seem the best.
No.
Because.
No. No. Go ahead. Because even my homeboy Joe, my nigga Joe, always be on. That nigga said, I knew this was going to happen. Like, I knew he was going to get fired for this. And I said, no bullshit, I didn't. I was like, I didn't take time to think and think to myself, is this nigga going to get fired? I just didn't really put much stock into it. But by the time I got ready to care, he had already been fired. So I was like, oh, well, I am kind of shocked. You know what I'm saying? And it's because, to me, he didn't really do anything. He did something that make you say, we need to sit down and talk to this nigga.
Exactly. Like, maybe this nigga had a lapse in judgment. He got some shitty news. I don't know what was happening to him, but hey, let me talk to him, let him go. Because him coming out and then saying, hey man, what I do in my private life and my private time should not have been on a free social site for kids and everyone to see.
Right.
This is not a representation of ESPN and our parent company, Disney. But so I'll know better now that anything I do that's private and in my private life, I will remain to keep private as not to as not to upset anyone. Right. That's what should have happened. Exactly.
No doubt. Because, like I said, the shit going too far. Like, motherfuckers firing teachers and shit because they find out they got OnlyFans. But it's like, hey, this job don't pay shit.
I made more showing my tits and ass than I did teaching 30 kids multiplication. I made more tits and ass than kids in class.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
It's the truth, though, man.
Oh, man.
It's like, all right, if this job paid $1 million a year, I can see y'all saying, hey, get your freaky ass out of here. You're making us look bad. But for a job that's so important that don't pay, it's like, who are you to say that shit?
Hey, how do you think I'm buying these rulers and shit to get to these kids y'all ain't supplying, motherfucker?
No bullshit. How?
Straight if up. I gotta rate a dick in order to get $50 so I can buy straight some up. New shit for my class, then sorry, I love the kids.
I already can't have no regular social media. You feel me? Where am I supposed to express myself? You can't be no teacher and got a social media where you at the club and shit. And the job don't pay enough for me to not be able to do that.
And it's like you're lying to people. You're making people think that teachers don't have lives.
Exactly, like teachers don't have a sex drive, that teachers aren't sexual, that teachers aren't beautiful, that teachers don't have a life, that teachers don't do shit but care about your kids.
More than you.
They have other shit going on,
man. And
I'm so tired of people, man.
Speaking of OnlyFans, since you mentioned it, we gotta at least mention it. But in the raw hype fashion, now you've heard of Catch Me Outside.
How about that? Bad Baby was going to make an OnlyFans.
Say that again?
I knew Bad Baby was going to make an OnlyFans.
Everybody knew. Shit, we knew while she sat on that fucking couch at Dr. Bill, she was going to make a fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like,
of course.
My only thing with it should be anybody's thing with it, which at the same token should, might not, should be a thing. It could be a thing. Is... I heard she, like, literally just turned 18, like,
a couple like a week
days
or
so ago, and then she dropped this.
Mm-hmm.
And then she made, what they say, $1 million in 6 hours.
Right. I believe that.
I believe that, too. And
I believe the
credit it's going to old men. Now, I don't know who's there. I don't know who's watching it. But the credit of the creep credit is going to older men. But what about 19, 20-year-old dudes? Who is, I would assume, some of the OnlyFans demographic?
Got me.
Young kids with money going to pay to see this bitch. I don't think it's a, well, I don't know. But I don't think it's a 47-year-old waiting there for
her. Do you have a problem with it? I know it's 47.
Well, they are. But I don't think they are the majority. I don't think they should be the face of the creepdom.
They are not. They're not.
Young, horny, 21, 20-year-olds is who I think her demographic is. But when you was asking, if I see something wrong with it, hype, this is the raw hype. I do not see anything wrong with a female making money off people watching her body.
Okay, do you think anything is wrong with the men that are signing up for it?
The only problem I have with the men signing up for it is if we get to the what I just said, the 40s, the 30s, y'all shouldn't be interested in a barely legal bitch that you've watched since you was 13. Like, it almost seems like you're waiting. Like, you're fucking, you're almost okay. Woody Allen-ing.
Like, I don't have a problem with it. And the reason that I don't have a problem with it is because y'all people make the rules. Mm. Y'all make the rules. Y'all say when a person 18, they old enough to get married. Mm. They old enough to go get shot for the country. Mm. They old enough to kill their motherfucking self smoking cigarettes. Mm. They old enough to get naked on the internet. Mm. Right? Even though she not naked on her OnlyFans. But that's another story for another day. Also, I knew she was going to make her OnlyFans. And I knew
she wasn't going to be naked. I didn't know you that until you just said that. Yeah. But when you said it, I knew it too. Because just the sheer fact that she's there will get all the money. Now, next month she might drop a CD.
Exactly.
When the blocks slow up, she might be like, okay.
You know me, I always have a special place in my heart for people from Florida and people from Texas. Mm. Because people from Florida and people from Texas are unlike any people you will ever meet in your whole life. Like, people from Florida are like people from Florida. Mm. People from Texas are like people from Texas.
You say that all the time.
And I can only give those examples because those are two places that I lived the longest. You know what I'm saying? I lived in Virginia and I lived in New Orleans. And New Orleans is the same way. Niggas from New Orleans is like niggas from New Orleans. But I experienced these people more. So I follow her journey and I see her get money and I see her make music. So when I said she gonna drop OnlyFans, I was like, there's no way she gonna get naked mm-hmm. on it. Because that's foolish.
Exactly. She don't need to.
I don't need to. So I'm gonna just do nothing. I'm gonna see where y'all go with that and then see where I'm gonna mm-hmm. go from there.
And smartly, she get the money from the OnlyFans. She's also now getting the coverage from that. And then, like you said, that will then lead into her doing more shit that the people do on the internet for more money.
This girl is rich. Rich.
$1 million in 6 hours is almost unhateable on.
It is. It's unhateable like, on. If somebody make a fair and square $1 million in 6 hours... Hey, it is what it is, man.
That other bitch, what's that bitch named? Bella Thorne. Apparently, she said she was naked on her OnlyFans, but then wasn't naked on the OnlyFans. Oh, she's a liar.
People was furious. Yeah, and I'm fine with people being furious that she wasn't naked on that saying she was. I'm fine with that. But the reason that I'm fine with it is because y'all make all these rules. And then when you make the rules, people going to react to the rules. Mm-hmm. If you say... If that fucking answer was, hey, when you 16, you can do this, these niggas is going to be however age mm-hmm. to however age, and they're going to be right there. And it's because y'all the ones that told them this was all right. So you can't make the rules mm-hmm. and then say, oh, y'all niggas are perverts. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm like,
they need to make
it's all fucked up.
They need to make some new amendments to these rules. Like, yes, 18 is legal, but it's only legal up until you're 25 or something. You know, 18 to 25 is legal. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't say 18 is legal and then a 40-year-old comes through and you're like, whoa, 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 this is not what we meant. It's what you said.
Exactly. So it's like like I'm saying, man, it's you either going to let people live or you're not. Because if these are the rules, those are the rules. Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas can do what the fuck y'all want. I don't really give a fuck. You feel what I'm saying? Am I on some, oh my God, that's my cup of tea here? No. Mm. I'm not. I wouldn't give this bitch $23.99 to see her Instagram photos. I'm like, are you kidding? I would never do that.
I wouldn't give
her. But if you want to do that, knock yourself out, my nigga.
That's
because that's what they told you you could do.
But people probably, they want to tell other people what to like,
exactly.
What to be entertained by, what to laugh at, what to think. Like,
straight up.
You can't decide that for somebody based on you. Your life and your upbringing and what you experience is completely different. It's okay for a 16-year-old to be in high school pregnant, but an 18-year-old can't get into business for herself.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean, though. Mm. No bullshit. It's okay for a 16-year-old girl to be a high school pregnant, but an 18-year-old girl can't start her own business doing the only thing she owns.
The only thing she owns.
The only thing she owns. No
her
bullshit.
Body. You say it's her. And then that's what goes back to what you're saying of their contradicting their statement.
Exactly.
You're saying it's their body, a woman's body.
Exactly.
They should be able to do what they want to it.
Exactly.
She goes sell it legally, and you got a problem with her selling it legally.
Exactly. So that's my point. Okay, it's a woman body. all right, I'm finna post these pictures. How could you, whore?
That's what you're doing with your body, you whore?
We fight for your rights, for your body, for you to do
for this. You to do, like, yes, that's what it is.
That's exactly what you do.
This is what you fought for, motherfucker. You fought for me to show up for $25.
So it's like I always do and I always say, I get it from every year.
Yep.
Because if you tell me the rules and I follow the rules, how I'm wrong. From her standpoint and an old nigga standpoint, how I'm wrong.
Getting it and understanding it is why we understand why it's wrong and it's flawed.
Right.
Because you can't tell me you want this while not wanting this. Because it's like women. They want shit. They want shit to not come with shit that it come with.
Yes. And the same thing. Like how you
I like to lay out on a nice sunny day, but I wish the sun wasn't hot. Bitch, that's what the sun does. You can't want a sunny day without the heat from the sun. Can't fucking turn the temperature down on the sun, motherfucker.
It come with the territory. Like you say, it come with the motherfucking territory.
What you were saying?
But then on top of that, like I said, there's so much shit when you say 18 this, 18 that, and it's like, well, I can be 18 and get my face shot off for the country. Mm-hmm. I should be able to do pretty much whatever the fuck I want.
Clearly.
I should be able to go in the casino. I should be able to buy some weed.
I should be able to rent a car. So clearly, it goes back to what I'm saying. Clearly, your problem is you don't think 18 is as grown as you would like to think 18 is. So change the grown age then.
But that's unfair too.
If you change grown to 21, I think you would remove a lot of shit like this. Because now people think 20 is...
Why do I need to remove it though?
Because people are having a problem with it. People have a problem with a legal 18-year-old showing their body.
And they would have a problem if it was 21.
So this is my point though. If you remove more of the things that they can have a problem with, you show...
That's impossible.
I know.
Yeah.
I was about to say, you show them more that they're the problem, but they'll never see it. It's like a woman. Yeah. It's like a woman. Stella can get her groove back with this young nigga, and it be fine. But if a 35-year-old is on Bad Baby's... Patreon. Shout out to Patreon. Is on her OnlyFans... It's a problem. Why is it okay for old women to fuck young dudes, but young dudes are creepy fucking pedophiles if they wanted a younger woman?
But all the niggas in Hollywood do that. All the older, powerful niggas in Hollywood got a young bitch.
Paul Pierce, the bitches in that Paul Pierce video was not in his graduating class.
No, all the niggas with money got a young bitch. I'm telling you, bro. Niggas with money have a young bitch.
Yes, man.
Look it up. I'm telling you. Niggas with money have a young bitch.
Yes, man.
Poor people love to tell people how they live
their life. The problem always comes back to poor people.
It's the truth. It's a bunch of people that ain't never gonna even sniff $1 million in 6 hours telling that girl how to live her life. Mm-hmm.
And how she shouldn't have gotten it.
Telling the people who gave her the money to live their life.
They got the money.
Hey, this is my money. If I want to give it to this bitch, I'm going to give it.
The niggas gave it to her like, oh man, ain't no underage titties over here. Bitch, you shouldn't be allowed.
I didn't even see niggas complaining about it. That's how I found out she wasn't naked on there.
Mm.
And people were saying it, but they wasn't complaining about it. They was like, oh, I can't wait till she start dropping the nudes.
I'm going to wait here until she winds up.
No bullshit, bro. That's literally what the
But at
did.
The same token, the sick internet we live in, if she did post the nudes, people would repost them online. So you have a problem with her doing this, but you don't have a problem with fucking stealing money from her and plastering it over everybody's
face. That's why she got your poster.
That she knows. If I post titties on here, it's on the shade room by the end of the day.
Oh, for sure. It's why she not going to post it. Straight up.
Again, this is why life is becoming unlivable.
Oh,
this
yeah.
shit don't right make here. No sense, man.
No, man. It's all some bullshit.
That's all it is. It's literally all some bullshit, man.
It's all bullshit, like, bro. You can't do nothing that you want to do in this world, but you're supposed to be happy And you're supposed to
be free to do. You're supposed to be happy and free to do whatever you want until you do whatever you want, and then you get punished. And realize you can't do whatever you want, but still act as if you can do whatever you want.
Bro. Like, if you 40 and 30 and 50 and you on this young lady's OnlyFans, I feel the exact same way I feel about, like, being gay. That ain't my cup of tea, but more power to you. You ain't hurt nobody. You ain't hurt nobody. You ain't breaking the law. More power to you. I do not care. You feel what I'm saying?
Say, I don't
care.
And
it's because... Like I said, y'all made the rules. Yep.
I don't care, but I care if you ask me to care. Made the rules. Like, if you ask me, hey, what about this do you care about? Well, it would only be the age discrepancy in the fact that she just made 18 last week and a 50-year-old already got his credit card lined up in that motherfucker's. Like, hey, man, you mean to tell me a... I'm sorry. She's not the baddest. She's not the baddest baby. So it's like you can't tell me that you want to spend $25 to see her because of how bad she is. You want to spend $25 because she just crossed the line. She just crossed the legal line.
Because you can find. Because it ain't like she's the only person that do that. I don't know what the obsession is with her. I was watching
celebrities.
Because like I said, I like her because she's from Florida. Because people be talking about her and they say. She try to talk like she black. She try to talk like she black. And I'd be like, nah, that's just how people from Florida talk. And I'm like, I know it sounds crazy out there, but that's just
she's not black or white. She's Florida.
Like, no bullshit. Remember when we did the shit with Flame and Nugs and shit? All his people from Snapchat started following us. And when I go look at their snaps, that's how they all talk. Like, no bullshit. They talk like people from Florida. And I find it to be humorous because it does sound ridiculous to me. But I know that they're not faking. I know that they're not trying to, you know what I'm saying?
They're not saying. Like, Florida's such a, what you call it? It's such a slippery slope. Because you can hear a nigga from two white people and it mean two totally different things.
No doubt. No, two totally different. Oh, I did this recently. Go on TikTok and type in Duval. Literally do that and see how people talk about it.
I saw this one white dude from Duval and that nigga was playing that little jugging move and that nigga just on there doing that jug dance. And I was like, this nigga look country bumpkin as all. But he there like,
for sure. I be seeing this one nigga, he be outside with cows rapping. And I see him and I heard the shit. And I heard the shit that he say. And I said, there ain't no way that this nigga not from Texas. And I know that without knowing it. He from Texas. And if he not from Texas, he from like Oklahoma. Yeah. Like he from right
he from a ranching Texas. Area.
No, he from somewhere really close to Texas. Mm. Like I would bet money that he from Texas. Because like I just know how people from Texas are. And I know how people from Florida are. So it's like I was watching Lamar Odom the other day.
And he Alive and well.
He was basically talking about being a Kardashian and shit. And he was saying, like, the number one reason that I'm still relevant today is because of the Kardashians.
Keep talking, I can hear you.
All right. And I was like, man, it's pretty gangster for him to say the number one reason that he's relevant is because of the Kardashians. Because, one, it's true. And he was like, because I don't hoop no more, you know what I'm saying? I was like, one, it's true, but it's interesting that he's, like, humble enough to say that and shit. So then he started saying... I don't even see what the obsession is with, like, the Kardashians. He said it's kind of like a sickness.
It is.
And I was like, that's crazy that he say that because he was like, and I lived it. Like, I seen it. These are good people and the whole nine. He said, but the obsession with them is like, he said, I really don't understand it. And he was just staring into the camera like he was trying to give an answer. He was like, man, I really don't know. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I think it's like a sickness.
It's the obsession like, people have with fucking celebrities. And they are the epitome of celebrity. So it's like, that's the obsession. So when you see people worship them, it's like, well, these are the biggest celebrities almost, so let me worship them.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why this world is becoming unlivable.
What is wrong with us as a society?
I don't know. I want to know where it went wrong. I see now where it continues to go wrong. But I want to know where.
The internet, bro. Social media did this, man.
Hey, there literally is going to be... I don't know how long this earth will be here or how this shit works. But this is a defining time in this universe. If somebody got universal records, like how we down here say BC and AD before Christ, the right. Internet is gonna be a thing before the internet and after the internet. It's it's literally a fucking. I would equate the internet to people as to when monkeys turned into humans. Like that drastic of a thing. We went from perfect example. Back to what I was saying about that Chuck show and shit. There was unnecessary misogyny.
I'm too biased to listen to you. I'm done smoking.
That nigga said
the internet is like with monkeys. He was just walking, got upright, and just started saying, "Welcome, you've got mail. But honestly, man, the internet changed shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's like back then you had that misogyny, that unnecessary misogyny, but you had it because what you gonna do? You ain't have no other choice. You know what I'm saying? It's like this is what we have to offer. Today, we got a show. So it's like everybody can have a show.
We have our own television show.
And that's because of the internet.
Yes. Yes. I was watching The Raw Hype on my television recently.
Mm.
Like, we have our own television show. Like, I have Instagram shit where people are watching Black Freckles on television.
Yes. My daughter called me in her room the other day. I go in there. She watching The Raw Hype on her TV. She's like, "You guys are talking about me." I was like, "Yeah, we are."
Turn that shit off.
Exactly. After we mentioned you, turn it off.
But yeah.
So even that.
That's all because of the internet.
Even that.
Yeah, nigga, we're talking to each other right now on the internet.
On the internet. Two internets.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't expect to reel this world in when it's so open and free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the truth.
You understand what I'm saying?
The internet running wild.
Running wild. Again, because any kid can see Paul Pierce with bitches and loud is why his company has to have a problem with it. Because before you would only see that, you wouldn't see it because it would be cut before it's aired.
You had to be a Hollywood nigga to see that shit. You had to be there. Man, the world was better when you had to be there to experience.
Come on, man. Because that's what made things.
Yeah, man. Being able to experience anything is too far now, man. But by the same token, I'm the wrong nigga to say that because I'm quick to order a package or order this or order that, man. I abuse the shit the internet. Like, I abuse the comfortableness that the internet has created.
Because that's what it's for. It's to make life easier. They're using it to make life harder. And that's why I have a problem with this shit, man. It's like, man. Me and you are able to have a conversation, continue making the content that we making with the internet. Somebody right now is filming somebody getting shot. And that's what they're about to use their internet
or
with.
Or shooting somebody filming themselves.
Like, it was funny to us when O-Dawg did it. When O-Dawg did it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But these niggas is trying O-Dawg to...
O-Dawg when they got the videotape.
They creating their own shit, editing it. Them niggas say Kodak Black just got shot at by the McDonald's, and of course before the day is out, there's a nigga on camera saying, "Oh man, that's Kodak right there!" Pow, 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 pow. Oh shit! The nigga took off in the car because he was filming while Kodak's going. Kodak was at the McDonald's seconds before he got shot up.
That nigga Shannon Sharp said every time he leave his house, he assumed he been recorded.
Fuck yeah! Nigga,
if I was famous, I would.
You ain't famous, and you should. Everybody's recording. Now you have people's ring lights. and shit recording.
Nah, I mean from the step out of the house to the time you get back. If Shannon Sharp getting recorded from the step out of his house to the time he get back.
But that's his extreme. I'm talking about you ain't even that extreme and you are being recorded.
No, you get recorded all the time.
Because you don't know who's doing what.
Yeah. If you come to my house, you got recorded.
Exactly.
You come to my house, you got
recording. You come to my house, you're recording. I see you.
No bullshit.
I know you're there.
No bullshit.
And if I don't got the right angle, my neighbor got the other angle. And the neighbor got the other angle.
My other camera got the right angle. I got that motherfucker.
Ain't no more blind spots.
Nah, bro. It's on the grind spots, baby.
Woo! It's why Quavo, and according to the internet, Quavo from the Migos and his ex-girl, Sweetie, they just had a video released of them fighting and having a discrepancy in an elevator. That only is here because of the internet.
Oh, for sure.
It happened a year ago.
Oh.
So it's clearly being used now for leverage.
Who dropped it, man?
Who you think dropped it?
I don't know. I have no idea. Caesars? Season said, man, let's get in on this action. Somebody call TMZ.
It's terrible what they're doing to the internet, man. And what they're doing to the world.
We're doing a Patreon today, man?
Nah, man, we ain't get that today. We knock that out when you get back. Before we go, though, I saw this the other day. I got to grab my phone to get it. Because this is another example of the world being ridiculous. But it's always been ridiculous, but it's now becoming more ridiculous. Where's my shit? Oh, you probably can get it. It's in the topics room. The international travel vaccinations.
Oh, yeah. What that is?
Essentially, you have to be vaccinated in order to go to certain places.
Oh, I already told you that. Remember I sent you that Mark of the Beast video?
You did?
Yes, bro, I was talking to you about that Mark of the Beast shit.
That's what this seems like. But at the same token, this is why people use the example of this Quavo Sweetie fight happening a year ago, but it's only making headlines today because somebody has a reason for it. It's the same way people, you used to always have to be vaccinated to go to like certain places in Africa and all these things,
right?
Yellow fever and all these different types of things. So it's like,
now you gotta be vaccinated to go to school.
So it's like, where's the outrage coming from over shit that's already been in place?
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? That is because of the internet.
But we knew this was happening when coronavirus first came out. We talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, we did. We don't get the credit we deserve, man, for being foreshadowed.
We knew you was going to have... Because you knew that when motherfuckers started blocking their borders.
Uh-huh.
Like, all right, you ain't been
all that does is starts a new black market. Your TV again. It starts a new black market. Because now motherfuckers going to be forging vaccine passports.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like,
where you trying to go? Tanzania. Okay, you need the yellow fever. You need the measles. You need the malaria. Gotcha. That'll be 150 Bitcoin.
Hey, that's a lot of money. God damn.
This shit is weird, man.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro, that the internet brought apart Bitcoin. No bullshit,
which is
bro.
Worth more than money.
I used to always tell you about my homeboy that I met, like, Ace Through. My nigga used to make beats. Always used to say he was moving and finally moved.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That nigga told me about Bitcoin when that shit first came out. He was like, man, we need to buy a whole bunch of Bitcoin. When that shit was like a penny.
I remember certain websites was giving you Bitcoin when you signed up and shit.
I remember being like, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Now all you see is motherfuckers in mansions. How'd you get this Bitcoin?
No bullshit, bro. You would have spent a dollar, bro.
You'd have been a millionaire.
Yes, bro.
Multiple times over.
I told that nigga, like, nigga, I don't know you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man.
But shout out the world. Shout out the internet. Shout out Bitcoin. Shout out Slippery Slope. See, right now is where we would play a song. But this is my point. That's why we have to mention it's remote, so the people that listen don't expect the bars. Because, you know, they come here for that.
Man, I do not think that people just come here to hear us rap, man.
You don't know people well enough. Anytime we get, like, new followers and shit on IG, go follow the Raw Hype on IG. Go follow the Raw Hype on YouTube, all of that. Every time the new followers come, they would have liked 4 or 5 videos. They're all freestyles, sir. They're all freestyles. It's rare that they do one of the talking shit. But it's always like the Kanye freestyle or the fucking the Kirk Franklin freestyle. They all like the freestyles and then follow. So that's what they're here for.
Cheer!
This is what you here for. I got you.
It's time, baby. Hey, man, we're about to hear, man.
About it, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Shout out my boy Hype for us getting this done, man. Shout out the Raw Hypers for riding with us, appreciating us. Again, we've been getting traction coming in slowly but surely, so it's doing slowly what it's supposed to be doing, man. So share the Raw Hype wherever you see it. Like it wherever you see it. Tell somebody wherever you see it. Motherfuckers, I'm not going to complain. Because I appreciate the people appreciating that. But I just saw a nigga post a video of a fucking flamingo. And I'm like, hey, this video is nothing. Like, you can post something about something, man. Like, don't. But anyway, I'm not going to complain.
You one of those guys, man.
I'm not going to be. So shout out to all the Raw Hypers, man. I might just insert a freestyle at the end. Let's just freestyle something and then just insert it at the end like a record.
like a voice memo
freestyle. There you go. I probably might put a voice memo freestyle. Hype, send over a voice memo freestyle. I'll stick it in at the end for these people. Stick it in at the end. Hey, we
gotta
hear it, man.
Be easy, man.
Yeah, yo.
I don't know how you raw hype, but we raw hype responsibly.
Ooh.